Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. We are recording a very exciting interview today, and I'm very excited to get into today's conversation because, as always, with the interview hour, it's a section of the show that I take a lot of pride in. It's a section of the show where we get to explore the kind of working models behind different artists, obviously their sounds, what they've got on the way, and obviously the sounds that they come from. Today, we're getting into a very exciting conversation. Man, like Mr. Jules is on the line with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks a lot, Jay, for having me today.
It's great to get you on the line, man. It's good to get you on. Obviously, we've been kind of playing one of your tunes for a hot minute on the show. So I thought, you know what? It's about time that we finally get in contact and we finally get into a bit of a discussion kind of on what you're working on. Obviously, we'll get into the success of Slow Down as we go, but let's get into a bit of background on yourself first of all. So do you want to talk us through your sort of roots into making music to begin with? Because I always love finding out where people's kind of love for musical creation comes from.
Yeah, I started doing music quite a while now. So it started with me just liking to dance. Back in university, I used to dance a lot. So that grew up from the passion of listening to music and trying to represent it in my own way. And subsequently, as I went along, I kind of picked up that passion to start rapping. So I started rapping. I used to write rap songs. And then slowly, because of the passions of melodies, listening to people like Michael Jackson growing up and Boyz II Men and all of that, I subsequently diverted to melody kind of stuff. And then Afrobeats, subsequently, being from Africa, I'm Cameroonian by origin, and just started creating music a while ago. So my first most successful song was Go Down, that charted on Beats FM in the UK. It went up to like number 3, and it was like all over the world. It was in Africa, it was in Nigeria, Cameroon, and a lot of other African countries as well. And just kept on that momentum. But I took a break for music for a while because I was trying to wrap my head around promoting the music, trying to be able to get my music to places that I want to take it to, you know. And then when Corona happened, that just like twinkled a light bulb in my head, like, I need to get back. I need to start doing what I love because, you know, there's no time waiting for you. So I came back. I got 3 songs out last year. Gandala being the first one. Hola Hola. Slow Down, which picked up very well and is doing so well so far. So that's been the journey.
Amazing, man. I mean, listening through that sort of thing of kind of changing influences and obviously switching from a more sort of rap background to a much more melodic style of vocal. The thing that I find so interesting about that is the kind of consistency of change. Do you see yourself kind of ever finding yourself in a completely different avenue of music? Because you seem to want to cover as much ground as you possibly can.
Yeah, I think melodies to me come naturally. So when I write, like, for example, yesterday I was recording a new song that's is going to be out in the next 2 months. So like you can see, I'm actually in my studio. So I just spend a lot of time in here creating melodies, listening to a lot of beats and just working with a lot of other artists. And I actually got this beat the other day and it's like an Adele kind of way of singing. And I was like, I was just vibing to it. And with me now, I think with the world now, music is evolving and people just want to put out music the way they feel it. So with me, it's more like if I listen to a beat and I vibe to it, I'm jumping at it and delivering what I can, you know. So yeah, you never know, I might be doing some country music tomorrow.
It's awesome to hear though, man, because obviously we first kind of came into contact around Slow Down, which was obviously such a big a huge tune for yourself. Just going through the sort of process of putting that tune together, was there anything different about the sort of studio scenario behind it? Because it seemed to take off so quickly.
Yeah, Slow Down, I listened to that beat. It was just kind of song where you listen to the beat and you have the whole idea from start to finish. So when I heard the beat, it was from one producer called Smildy. And I just listened to the beat and I was on my computer. I was actually sat here and I just played it on the computer. And I was like, wow, this sounds good. And I put it on my like my bigger Kero case and I was just vibing to it. So I just picked up my phone. I recorded the whole of Slow Down, what you hear now is Slow Down. That was the first initial recording. I got the chorus coming through. I got the verses coming through and everything. And that was it. And so I reached out to the producer and he was like, yeah, he's cool to get the beat over to me. And, you know, we signed up all the deals. And that's how Slow Down was birthed. And I recorded it and sent it to my producers that produced it. and it was amazing. Well, when I put it all together, I actually had another song, Regretto. I actually sent that song. You actually played that song on Trickstar Radio before. And I was going to put that, but when everyone listened, all my teammates, they were like, no, Slow Down is just on another league. And I thought, yeah, this is the right time to put this out. And so I swapped it over and I put Slow Down. And that's the story.
Amazing, man. Amazing. I mean, obviously off the back of that kind of switcheroo, shall we say, of kind of which one's going to be pushed. Are you happy you did it that way around? Because obviously the success of the tune has been, it's been incredible to watch.
Yeah, I'm quite happy that I've done it that way. I trust my teammates, and I believe that they listened to it and they knew that this was going to be a big tune. And I can see that, I can see the love for it. I can see people reacting to it naturally, and I'm so excited for what the future holds. And you know, working on new music, and yeah, the new song is going to be mental. So I'm super excited for 2022.
Fantastic stuff, man. Fantastic stuff. I mean, I've only got one more question about obviously Slow Down, because it's a tune that I feel is not necessarily a time defining tune, but it's a tune that definitely did serious. It seemed to have done a lot for you in regards to kind of pushing your sound and getting your name out there to a lot more people. Did you expect it to do as well as it's done?
Well, to be honest, I actually thought Gandala was going to be a better tune. But my release strategy for 2021 was like, create something that people dance to. So you create a lot of noise that people start listening, like, what else does he have to offer? And then I followed back with Hola Hola, which is a more dancehall tune, but it has a bit of Afrobeat vibes into it. And then that was when people were like, okay, all right, so what are you really up to? So then Slow Down just came at the right time, you know, with all the successes of Afrobeats all around the world. And the whole pace of Afrobeats kind of slowing down, and Slow Down was just like, you know, bang on with the coronavirus, telling you to slow down and just have a good time. So yeah, awesome. That was great.
Awesome. I mean, you mentioned beforehand, obviously, about learning about the more promotional side of obviously this industry and really pushing, actually pushing tunes more than just making them a lot of the time. Did you kind of find yourself changing the methodology of the releases of last year based off that? Were there any things that you immediately went, you know what, we're doing things differently and this is how we're going to do it?
Yeah, I did find a lot. I learned a lot. I have a background in IT. That's my career. That's what I do for work. And so with that knowledge of databases and all that kind of stuff, how algorithms work, and with the knowledge of, yeah, you don't just put a song out and then push it. You need to prepare a release plan and get everything set up before you put the song out. It's actually helped me a lot to actually get better feedback and reactions to every single song that I'm putting out. So I'm quite happy that I took the time off. Sometimes I regret, I wish I just kept going and didn't stop. But I believe I wouldn't know the things I know now if I just kept going. Because as an artist, we get so focused on what we want, not trying to understand how to get what we want.
Yeah, no, I feel that entirely, yeah. Definitely. I think it's something a lot of people almost get caught up in. You tend to find people are almost either one side or the other a lot of the time. A lot of people just release a ton of music and then you don't actually see any sort of campaign behind it. A lot of the time you'll see people maybe put one song out a year and then do like 1,000 things all around that one individual song. But it's finding that balance.
Yeah, it is. It is finding that balance. It is quite hard because I'm someone that I like to record a lot. So I do record a lot. I have tons of music. But I know I can't just put that out because people need to listen to it. You need to build that buzz and that momentum. So it's all about having the balance. The initial plan was put an album last year, but things didn't work out the way I wanted them to be. So I decided to step back a little bit and just push what I put out.
There we go. Well, it's awesome to hear. And obviously, I do want to kind of find out a little bit more about this coming year. Obviously, it's 2022 now. 2021 looked like an overall good year for yourself in regards to kind of moving forward and progressing and building that kind of momentum and fan base up. 2022, talk me through what you're kind of looking to do this year, because obviously, it's going to be an unusual year for a lot of people. Things obviously are kind of returning to a sort of level of, I suppose, normality. Clubs are opening up again here and there. We've got a bit more of a kind of understanding of how things are likely to work this year. So how are things looking at your end?
Yeah, I got big plans for 2022. So I got I'm trying to push my brand way past the island. So way into Africa. I got a lot of fans and supporters that support my music and love my music in Africa, Cameroon, Nigeria, Ghana, and other parts, and you'll be shocked. Like when I checked on my Spotify, some of the countries that played my songs the most, I've never heard of them. You know, like Macau, which is somewhere around China, and I was like, whoa, that's just strange. So I'm planning to this year put out a lot more music. Also collaborate with more artists. I actually have a tune coming out this Saturday with another artist from Nigeria. It's called Wine It Low. Got more tunes coming out. I got another featuring, I'm working with another artist called Edgar Boy, and he's from Nigeria as well. And that's going to be coming out subsequently in sometime between March and April. And this year, definitely going to be putting out an album by June, July. That's the plan for this year. And
that's moderately near. That's near to being a release date. Like, how far ahead are you with the project? Is it like already recorded and done, or are you still like frantically in the studio?
Yeah, I think most of the tracks are already recorded. I do have, I think, a couple of tracks, more than a couple, about three or four that I want to. But you know how it is, like, you always need to record more than what you want for an album, and then you decide, you pick the songs that you're going to put out there. So I do have some of them that I'm trying to look for the right person to feature on them. And just linking up with all the artists and building that connection, sometimes it's hard because... Being in the UK and trying to link up with artists, say in Africa, Nigeria, Cameroon, Ghana, it's not that easy because sometimes they might not see your messages or, you know. So yeah, but I'm building the connects and working towards it. And definitely more than 70% of the songs are already recorded. And yeah, just some few bits that needs to be done, and then putting all things together. And yeah, hopefully going to be a bang.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Obviously, it's something we're going to be supporting here on the show. Something I did want to briefly touch on, you mentioned there, obviously, about new countries kind of getting involved. I saw a post from you a little while back at the start of the year about all the new countries that had kind of discovered your music over the course of the last year. Obviously, with that and the amount of talk, obviously, you've been putting today about kind of expanding more into Africa and things like that, how important is hitting that global market for you?
It's paramount. It's like getting music that can cross our boundaries. And you know, Afrobeat's being very African orientated, and it's now gotten to a place where more and more people are listening to it. They kind of understand the vibe, they understand the way the melodies go and the drums and all of that. So it's about keep pushing as much as I can and getting as many more people to listen. Social media being you know, the master plan here, where people can listen to your song wherever you are. They just jump on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And so it has been amazing. I had dancers from China, people from South Korea and all of that. So it's just been phenomenal. Super excited.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So obviously with the talk of the new album on the way, and obviously new singles coming out, what's the very next thing we can expect from yourself? Because obviously you've mentioned this new single. What's going to be the next thing after that? So just so people are up to date with what you're doing and what they can expect from you in the near future, because I'm sure people are excited.
Yeah. Oh, the next thing is I'm going to be releasing, like I said, a song in March. Well, probably March, between March and April. And also trying to work on doing a remix for Slow Down, and then a video as well for Slow Down. So probably it's going to be a really busy year with Slow Down coming up, and I have a planned tour in Cameroon sometime in April. So it's just going to be bang bang. It's like every month's going to be something really heavy happening, and a lot of me being focused and trying to push and work as hard as I can.
Fantastic stuff, man. It's awesome to hear. I've got to say, it's been an absolute pleasure to get you on the show today. It's been so interesting as well, hearing about the kind of methodology and hearing about, obviously, the projects that are on the way. Just so people are kind of able to find what you're doing and obviously stay up to date with what you're doing if they haven't already started following you, what's the best places online to kind of follow you on social media and websites and things like that? Where's the best places to find you?
Oh, the best place to find me, I'm very active on Instagram. That's like my main place that I am sat on. So my Instagram handle is Jules Musics. So Jules with a Z and Musics with a S. And I've got a website as well, julesmusics.com. And that's the two places to get me. And TikTok, Mr. Jules. And my TikTok is more like just jokes and just humor and a little bit about my music and bits and pieces like that. Yeah.
Fantastic stuff, man. Well, I've got to say, as I said before, it's been great getting you on the show. I'm looking forward to hearing new music from yourself in the near future. You can guarantee we're going to be supporting it here on the show. I want to say thank you so much. Obviously, enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for coming on.
No, thanks so much.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to be going live into the Dub Shack next. This is Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. We're in the building till 10.
This one's fresh out the oven. Trickstar Radio.